Production. Recorded live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that has need to be taken down. Congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest stick of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit lunching. Info Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Cross Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
What's up? Happy Friday, everybody. And as you know, today is Friday. I know last week we didn't have it, but today we're having the Unsigned Artist Rock Show. We actually got this new show, this new band on called Wet Coma. Hopefully we could try to get them on the show today. But yeah, so like we like always, we always have unsigned bands play today because you know what? Let the signed bands have the regular radio show. We like to show unsigned talent some love because, you know what, where else are unsigned talents, unsigned artists going to get any love than online? You know what I mean? We got this going here. We are going to... And let's get started with one of our favorites. This is Section 8 Cartel with their song Lies and Agony.
Bye.
That was Section 8 Cartel with their song Lies in Agony, live on the Cry Shot Radio Show. This band is very kick-ass. They're a Latin band. They are all Latinos. They're from Queens, New York. They're Queens, New York boys. I've been playing them on the show for a little over a year. Saw them once in concert. They kick ass in concert. They know how to put on a fucking show. In fact, I really, 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 really enjoy the fuck out of this band, man. They really kick ass. So definitely check out their MySpace. It's myspace.com/section, the number 8 cartel. That's myspace.com/section8cartel. They're fucking fantastic in concert. So if you're ever in New York and you can catch them, definitely catch them in concert. In fact, let me play the next one. This is I Found What I Needed by Section 8 Cartel.
I'm sorry.
was Section 8 Cartel with I Found What I Needed, live on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Hey, if anybody wants to call in and give a chat, we're actually doing a little free chat sort of thing in between songs. You know, it's kind of cold here in New York City. It's Friday. After the show, I'm gonna pretty much going to be going clubbing, meet up with my pops, and go to the 40, this 40 and over spot that he likes to go to. All the gray hairs go. I really hate the fuck out this club because, again, it's a 40 and over club. The only reason why I get in is because my father knows the owner, and he's been going there for a very long time. But it gets kind of interesting when you see old people dancing, you know what I mean? Especially old Spanish people. It's like you start dancing, it's like, oye, papi, come here, sit on my lap. And yeah, those are the old ladies, the old 60-year-old ladies that, like, they've been smoking their whole lives, and they got the voice of a horse like this, and they got deeper horse voices than I do. They really think they got it. I mean, these women are not cougars. They're saber-toothed tigers. They don't even ask for permission. They're like, oh, are you attracted to me? Doesn't matter. It's just fucking scary. It really is. It's like, and then they actually try to dance these new dances like reggaeton, which is all about seduction and, you know, basically you're fucking on the dance floor. Actually, I'm going to play some Spanish reggaeton in a few, but so that way you guys can get an idea what I'm talking about when it comes to reggaeton, if you don't know what reggaeton is. Or, as we call it, reggaeton. So anyways, if you guys want to call in, here's the number. Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980. So, yeah. So, if anything else, this is, who we got? Who we got? Who we're gonna play for you? Ah, this is yes. I mean, this is not really hard rock, but you know, this is something, you know, for the ladies. If this group is called Reality Addiction, they're fucking fantastic. This song is called "People Die Building Bridges."
Try to make it my own way. You may find that people By the fire, won't you please? When you left me all alone, I was on my knees, and I cried, and I begged for your love with all give up on this life, and I'll hold on as long
as you're mine.
We'll be right back.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Evan. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Just chilling. Listen to a bit of your music. Some nice French music to.
Yes, man. We actually got a new band called Wet Coma coming up. So I'm trying to hopefully get them to call in and have me interview them real quick. So usually this is what we usually do on Fridays, is have unsigned music, you know, just relax, get ready for the weekend. What you doing tonight, or what you did tonight? It's already 10 over there.
Yeah, not too much. Just did a little bit around the house here, but no plans or anything like that. So probably just going to surf on the net for a while, look around a few bits, maybe watch a movie, something like that. Very unexciting, though, I'm going to say it.
Oh, you're not going to go get some ass?
You come to Ireland and you see what it's like, man.
Hey, I wanna get my hands on a nice Irish broad. See how it is. Give them some of my island loving. You know what I mean?
It's a bit hard to get around here, man. It's well worth the challenge, I suppose.
Really?
Oh yeah, jeez.
Oh, you mean I can't use me being all exotic and Hispanic to in my favor?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak for them, but whatever. Like that. They play hard to get for Irish guys, anyway.
Oh, really? They really play hard to get?
Oh, man, they make you work for it.
Well, if it was easy, then it wouldn't be worth it.
True.
Yeah, you know. You gotta work hard for something that's good. But if you gotta work too hard, then really it's just not worth it. Because really, ladies, in an era where, okay, we're equal, cut this shit. Really, just cut this shit. It's 2009. We know you want to get your ass blasted as much as we want to blast your ass. Just really, what's with the games? What's with the games? You know, 2009, fucking relax. It's like I hate the, I'm going to make them wait a month. Really? Really? Okay. No. Because there's always going to be some chick that's like, is very liberal with her vagina, and she's going to let you hit it on the first night. So, you know, you haven't found it yet, probably. But, you know.
That slim pickings, and that was just shy, man. It's shy around here. Let's pretend they are, anyway, at least.
Yeah, we got Benny Carnero on, my other co-host.
It's the return of
co-host.
The Avenger. The Avenger's back.
The Avenger's back.
So what's up, motherfucker? Yeah,
not
that's
not much.
You're a motherfucker.
You're a motherfucker, you black nigga bitch.
No, you forgot the full name.
Oh, Jewish black nigga bitch.
That's right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, yeah. He went from being Italian to acting like a Jewish black nigga bitch. Always all like complaining and fucking unsatisfied with life. Instead of being happy with what the fuck you have. I mean, seriously. Seriously, really? If you were a chick, I would have fucking slipped a pill in your drink and just fucked you in the ass out of principle.
Damn. Goes to show you what the love is inside our show, right? It's like, yeah, show it in my ass.
Yeah, well, shit.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Do not fucking cut that.
526?
No.
All right. Bye. See you later.
See you later.
26 minutes in. Benny says, shove. It's in ass.
Come on now. We're just trying to get listeners. That's all that is.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand. You just, you know, you need to advertise.
You're trying to get some gay listeners. Because well, the gays are taking over. One by one, doing a frog, what is it? That frog leap when you go behind someone, you jump over them, and then. Remember that shit from school?
I'm just waiting for you to say something fucked up again so I can...
Fuck you, you fucking... I'm not Obama. Don't be on my nuts. All right? Don't be Fox, and I won't be Obama. Seriously. You see, the problem is that Fox News wants to make sure that my plan doesn't help the people. But what they don't understand, it's always he's condescending. Like, he's trying to tell us, like, what we need to do or what we should know. I'm like, who the fuck are you, you fucking one-year term senator, community organizer, dumbass? Seriously, my balls are community organizers. You know what they do organize, seriously.
Okay, that's 028.
So anyways, back to my point. My balls are community organizers.
Okay.
And you say, how do they organize communities? Well, look, my two balls, right, and my penis, they form a committee.
You got one?
Yes, I do have one. Okay. But, you know, I know there's a little myth that I don't, but I do. I just don't use them as much because, you know, whatever. It's the situation. It's a bad economy. Come on. So anyways, back to how my nuts and my penis is a better community organizer than Obama. It's simply
okay.
Because when they form the committee, they work together, and something comes out, something good, come. And it goes to the community of whores, whores in the neighborhood. And they need this come so that they can get those dollar bills, y'all. You see, it's an exchange of goods for services. And that's why I have years of this under my belt, and I say, look, I've been doing this probably for the last 4 years, while him, maybe what, 2 years, 3 years as an organizer. So for that, it's justified that I could have been president. And I could get a tan, and then, you know, I can make the argument that, you know, somewhere along the line, I too was black. So that's just my pitch.
I mean, have you ever collected government assistance?
No.
No? Bam, so you can't be black.
No. But I can shoot a good jumper.
No,
I can't dunk. Shut up. You've never seen me on the courts, you asshole. You don't even come out your house. You live in a dungeon.
I come out my house.
You live in a dungeon.
No, it's not a dungeon.
You know you live in a sex dungeon.
No, my friend. No, my friend. No. Anyways. All right, so your balls are community organizers?
Yes, my two nuts and my dick. They form a community committee.
What does your vagina do?
As an open door policy.
Yeah, I bet it does. But it seems like people like to use the back door a lot more often.
Back door politics.
Yeah. Damn. Yo, I'm going to shoot a tray up in this piece. Yeah,
so I don't understand.
Betty,
we have a guest. What?
This is Ivan from Ireland.
Hey, man, what's up?
How you have the name Ivan? You ain't no fucking Russian. What the fuck are you doing in Ireland?
I'm undercover.
Well, there you go.
Oh, here's a little bit of the... Oh, I can hear it a little bit in his speech. He's giving you a little bit of that you know that. They give that.
I swear to God, if he firebombs your house in Pelham Parkway, don't say nothing.
I'm just going to see a big orange flag and be like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
The only IRA I like is the one that gives me money when I retire. Sorry. I don't fuck with any other IRAs.
Yeah. It's all funny games until your house gets blowed up.
Blowed up?
Blowed up, yes. Past tense.
Oh.
Speaking about... Speaking, speaking,
Hold on, I gotta step aside for a second. Let me just hold on.
Alrighty. He's gotta adjust his bra and his panties because you know that thong cuts into him sometimes. You know, he's gotta adjust his tampons as well. Oh man, so what's going on with the vote over there?
We're still waiting for this guy to, I don't know, sign or not sign or whatever, but like, he's obviously under pressure to sign it now, but he's the holdout now at this stage. There's a few other bits and pieces to be done, but
he's going to go into hiding with Osama. Watch.
Yeah. Him and Osama are going to spend the Christmas decorating the cave somewhere.
Yeah, I think so, that.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about bosom buddies. Come and knock on my door. I guess that's an American joke. My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to start thinking of international jokes. This is going to suck. Oh, man. So while we're waiting, I'm going to play this song. Let's see. Let's play some of this Wet Coma. This is Revenge, song about Revenge Master on the crack. Oh wait, first let's take a. I'm looking at the time. Oh shit, we gotta take a quick break. All right, this is the Crack Shot Radio Show, kicking issues in the balls.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm at the Cross Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% Union Made Apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner that is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
You and Dick Cheney cousins?
You know, I actually know about it.
Bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin-pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility.
The 9/11 cover-up, the Obama fraud, population control, and more. To find out about the New World Order and how you can stop it, visit Louis B., an enemy combatant, at crowdshotradio.com.
When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day. Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy singles waiting on hold or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com. Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? The time for political correctness is over. Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Betty Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
One, two, ready, go.
Obama, 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 Obama.
Cause I gotta cry.
Obama, 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 Ob
This is Glenn Z. Are you sick and tired of all the mindless Obama worship in the mainstream media? If so, please consider visiting my website, www.wearechangenewjersey.org.
After the beep, we will return your call.
Welcome back. This is the Crossshot Radio Show. We got Ivan. We got Benny Carnero. Benny fucking around with his phone. Why the fuck is he never around? Today's the Music Unsigned Music Show. Like to thank everyone for listening, coming through. We're going to start off with this. We got this song. This is Wet Coma with Song About Revenge Master. Coma with Song About Revenge Master. Check them out, myspace.com/wetcomarocks. That's myspace.com/wetcomarocks. Catch them at these upcoming events on October 22nd, 2009 at 8 p.m. They're going to be at Two Boots Bridgeport in Bridgeport, Connecticut. November 1st, they're going to be in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. Playing. They're going to be in the streets in the freaking freezing cold for the New York City Marathon. November 18th at 8 p.m., they're going to be at The Space in Hamden, Connecticut. And November 21st, 2009 at 11:45 p.m. at the Iridium Jazz Club in New York, New York. And November 27th, 2009 at 8 p.m. at Public Assembly in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, New York. And that December 19th at 8 p.m. Wow, December, shit. It's not even a fart. It's like, that's like in a matter of 2 months. Shit, this year went fast. December 19th through 2009 at 8 p.m. They're going to be at The Bitter End in New York, New York. That's so again, for more information, check them out, myspace.com/wetcomarocks. We got Ivan. We got Ivan. We got Benny Carnero. Benny Carnero calling back in. Jesus Christ, how you doing?
Yeah, I was waiting for you to fucking unmute me, you fuck.
Well, you fucking wait your fucking turn, you fucking guinea. Shit, I gotta fucking do business here. Stop being a fucking nigga, bitch.
You gotta say the full name.
No, go fuck yourself. You no. Say what I say and you take it. Up the ass, like you always do. Shit. Always, you always gotta be a fucking... God. Yeah, you just live to piss people off.
What do you live for?
Seriously, you know.
And what
do
you live for? Hold on a second. What do you live for?
Licking clitoris.
Well, you know, it seems that if it was like that, then you're fucking comatose. If you get my drift.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you're not living that life. So that means you must be comatose.
Seriously, if it was a wonderful life and you'd be like, I wish I was dead, and God would be like, why didn't you ask? Ba-boom! It's done.
Can we talk about something else? Because I don't even know what the fucking topic of discussion is.
But today's the Unsigned Music Show. That's the fucking topic.
Gotta have some type of type. I was going to say typic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Be a mush mouth like you. I'm surprised you haven't mushed around the show.
Nah, I haven't.
So you're not half retarded? So you're not half Puerto Rican, half retarded? Also known as half Puerto Rican, half Dominican?
Yeah. Oh, we got Andy from, there we go.
How come you only know dudes? Sometimes I wonder, I'm like, you even have dudes on your show.
That is not
true. Lot.
That is not necessarily true, because a lot of times we do have ladies call in.
Oh yeah.
That's how good of a fucking co-host you are that you never fucking listen. You mean to say you got a fucking iPod and you can't fucking fucking search for the show and fucking subscribe, you son of a bitch?
No.
Why? Why not? Why not fucking you don't subscribe
want your
to the show?
On my iPod.
You're filth. Really?
Yeah, that's right. You're polluting the airways.
Yeah, like you're polluting your house.
And your joke bombed. Just like a little village outside of fucking Waziristan. Yes, Waziristan. You know where that's on the map? Do you know where Waziristan is? No, seriously. You know where it's at?
Up your ass and around the corner. That's where it's at. It's right up your ass. Right up your fucking ass. That's where your ass stands. That's what it is. Fucking bastard.
You know what? I'm going to get a legion of people from Waziristan to protest your show.
Yeah,
I don't know how they're
going to
get internet.
Yeah, me neither.
They'll probably take a cord and put it up one of their llama's asses. That'll probably give them the internet.
Really? Is that how you get internet? With a llama?
I don't know with what a burka? Burka? I don't know.
A burka?
I don't know. It's some type of fucking Arab animal. I don't know what animals they have in the Arab countries.
A burka is an Arab animal?
I don't know. Do I look like I'm Arab?
Yes.
Do I look like I have bombs strapped to my chest? Do I look like I have a 12-year-old wife? And we've been married for the last 4 years?
Actually, no. You look like you have a 35-year-old husband. You faggot.
Wait. If I was truly Arab, do I look like only my way or kill you? Do I look unreasonable? Hold on. Do I look unreasonable?
Yes.
Oh, wait, that's Muslim. Sorry. Excuse me. Muslim, Arab, they're not necessarily the same. Sorry. I always confuse the two. You know what? Fuck you. I'm not a little fucking village in India, all right? Go shitting on me. You're a fucking cocksucker. Your fucking show's a cocksucker. Your guests are cocksuckers.
It's a shooting cock.
It's okay, because you're going to keep losing listeners. You're going to be like, yeah, this guy's a real douchebag. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah, because you know what you're suffering from?
You're the one who's saying a burqa is an Arab animal.
I'm putting it out there. Maybe somebody could correct me, but at least I'm attempting to know what I'm talking about. You just talk out your asshole.
Talking out of one's butt crack is a sign of personal confidence.
Listen here, Mr. 9/11. That is not a sign of confidence. That's a sign of butthole crack juice, okay?
Mm-hmm. What? Go ahead, say something else.
I'm so glad we're giving listeners something to go home with and be like, damn, I didn't know that. And now they know.
Yeah.
They know the
cunt. 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 Why the fuck did you set off the alarm?
What was that, the cunt alarm?
Yeah, you just set off the cunt alarm, which is only reserved for when women start bitching.
God damn.
So, like I was saying, let me try to get Andy from Wet Coma on.
Uh-huh.
Andy from Wet Coma. He has a band.
Wet Coma?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to verify that. All right.
I don't know. I don't know what that means, but we're gonna find this shit out.
I guess you piss on yourself while you're in a coma.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. That's not a thing. Wet dream, wet coma, wet.
Yeah. Well, we'll find that. We'll find out what's up. What's good with wet coma?
Wet coma. Huh?
Yeah. And no one's cool. No one's picking up. Yes.
Okay.
This is the radio. Here we are. Oh, man.
Why is your voice just progressively getting louder? You hear that, right?
No.
Yeah, it sounds like you're getting closer to the mic.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, you gonna say a mic cock joke?
No.
No.
That's last it. Anyways, you ready to pay more for your premiums?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that sounds. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. And he's not picking up.
Ooh, I got a message.
Oh, really? I think I might do a live prank call before the show's end.
Why don't you just do a couple of them, you asshole?
Do a couple of them.
You know who you should really start pranking? Congressmen in New York State.
Yeah, but if they fucking picked up.
Then what?
Yeah.
No, well, they don't pick up. It's usually one of their aides.
So what? Then we'll just beat up on one of their aides. Who likes aides? Come on. Seriously,
yeah, but the show starts. Yeah, who likes aides? No one likes aides. except the gays.
Yeah.
I mean, they
it's funny
because
most aides are gay.
So no, my question is, I mean, the show starts at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
On a Friday. You know, usually these, well, not on a Friday, but the show starts at 5. Usually all these offices are closed.
But don't you know that New York State politicians are the hardest workers in the world? Are you stupid? They're there all the time.
Actually, I know who exactly to call right now.
Call Glenn.
She's running. Yeah, shut up. Okay, welcome to Friends of Diana Reyna. Contact us. And we got their phone number. And I know they're in the office because they're in the office until 9. 9! 9! Okay. Alrighty. Hold on.
Diana Reyna, Bernardo speaking.
Hi, do you speak English?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, I just got this thing about re-elect Diana Reyna in my mail, and I just wanted to ask some questions.
Yeah, sir?
Yes, my first question is, why did Diana Reyna vote with Mike Bloomberg to extend term limits?
She did not vote for that.
Yes,
she wanted that to be voted in a referendum.
Why?
Because she saw that was a decision that needed to be made by the city.
Yeah, but you know, the people didn't want it.
So I guess that my suggestion is, if you wanna have like.
Can I get someone that speaks English? Because I can't understand your accent.
No, I know. Sorry, but sir, the thing is that
I need someone that speaks English.
Right?
I need someone that speaks English. I'm
do
sorry.
Do you want to come to the campaign office? We are located.
What are you threatening me, sir? Is that a threat?
Sorry.
Is that a threat?
Are you
threatening me, sir?
I'm not.
Or that because your accent makes you sound very angry. You need to relax, sir.
No, I'm not, sir.
Can you put your manager on?
Sorry.
Can you put your manager on?
I was saying before. So
I want your
manager.
I would like your manager.
Oh, the manager?
Yes. And why you sound so upset?
Sir, right now everybody is on a meeting here at the office. So
yeah,
I would like to invite you to pass by the office whenever you want.
What, are you inviting me to fight? What's this? Why are you inviting me to your office? I've seen a lot of mafia movies when the Don invites some schmuck to their office, they're gonna kill him. So I'm not stupid, sir. You're not gonna kill me.
No, sir.
I
don't worry, sir.
Don't worry. No, I gotta worry because this is New York City. People end up dead all the time, especially with the mafia city council.
El teléfono. Le dijo. Did you hablar sobre Diana Antonio? And I thought that I thought Diana was. I would like to invite you to pass by the office and we can have a conversation, but right now we can have a conversation. And if you want to fight with me, so can you like talk to me now?
Hello, sir?
Yes.
Hi, how's it going, sir?
Yeah, your guy was threatening me.
Oh.
I was asking him if he's threatening me to fight because he's like, come down to the office. You must come down to the office. And I'm like,
oh yeah, no, but it's not like that.
I've seen a lot of movies, especially about New York City politics, when somebody invites someone to the office, it's a pow, into the river.
No, that's not
into
the river. That's a campaign we're running over here. What's your name, sir?
My name is Jose Cortez.
Jose, what's your last name?
Cortez.
Cortez. Oh, nice to meet you, Jose Esteban. Yeah, so what's going on? I know you just called us back and
I got this thing in the mail about Diana Reyna. I wanted to learn more, but I was asking why is Diana Reyna going with a lot of Bloomberg's policies?
I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to.
I'm talking about extending term limits, you know, not keeping Bloomberg in check, you know, because he's really acting mad uppity in Gracie Mansion, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you know, The mayor is the mayor.
Well, no, the mayor is the public servant, and, you know, if he's acting stupid, he needs to get slapped down, you know, by city council. That's what you guys are for. But it seems like Diana Reyna is part of the problem, and I want to get some clarification to see if what I'm hearing is true, that she's part of the Colleen Quinn Mike Bloomberg crime syndicate.
I don't know if you would refer to them. I will refer to them as that, as a crime syndicate. But well, she is her own independent council member. She's been representing Williamsburg and the Ridgewood area for 3 years.
She's so independent that when the people said no, we don't want extend term limits, she's like, oh, fuck them. We're doing an effort.
Well, one of the things that I do know from doing the research over here is that the actual constituents of the 34th district did not really vote very much when it came to those two term limit elections came on the ballot. So,
yeah.
She almost
lost this the primaries, didn't she?
I know she won it. And right now we're looking to see if...
Are you getting hostile?
No, I'm not getting hostile. I'm just telling you that
I'm getting very uneasy with your tone of voice.
Okay.
I need you to recharge your anger.
Okay. So how can I help you?
No, I just need some more information. I'm asking you questions, and it seems like you're getting very angry. Like if I was to go
no,
there.
No, I'm answering the question. So
gang members were trying to kill me, and I'm like, I'm not down with that.
Not at all.
I'm coming with you with respect. I'm not cursing you out.
No, neither am I. I'm not cursing at you either.
Okay, well you're.
Nor am I angry.
You're right.
I just wanna make sure that you understand that the term limit. If the term limit is a problem. Then obviously, you know, you're able to, to vote against Bloomberg and anybody else that you would like to as well. But, at this point, you know, we're running the campaign and we want to make sure that Diana has the opportunity to continue the great work she's done in the community, which is her first concentration.
Well, I've been living in this neighborhood for over 20 years and the only change I've seen is negative. I mean, a kid just got shot in the face a couple summers ago, and you know it was hilarious.
Yeah,
you know, the response is what? More cops yelling at people. The thing is, you're not yelling at the drunk white people coming out of the bars. We got more bars coming out and more fights happening. What's happening? What? Only the brown people that get shot in the face? You know, you got
no, not at all. And I just want to make sure that you understand that. That was a very tragic event, and as a matter of fact, Diana met with the family of
Richard
Diaz and tried to ensure that there was going to be more follow up. There was also a vigil, a mass vigil that was held right in Washington Square, the one right there by Roebling, right, entrance of the bridge. There was a mass to kind of bring awareness to the fact that.
That doesn't stop the drunk white people from fighting and taking a piss in front of my stoop.
We could
all agree that the brown people in the neighborhood that are in gangs, they're animals, and the cops can't handle them all. But unfortunately, since New York is very unarmed, they took away our right to bear arms. We can't really defend ourselves. So it is what it is. So what are you gonna do about all these idiots like raising the rents and shit?
Well, what Dana has done is definitely worked to preserve thousands of units of affordable housing, because that's one major
which is why last year she was getting yelled at by Section 8 people that were on Section 8.
Well, part of the Section 8 backlog is actually something that we have really raised in terms of awareness with HPD to let them know that there's really a backlog, and this is something that actually is just not Diana. Like most Section 8 vouchers, it doesn't matter what borough you're in. The problem is that landlords at this point are not accepting Section 8, not like before when it's Section 8, it was very easy to find an apartment. Unfortunately now, like you mentioned, the high rates, folks would not want to take in Section 8, so that becomes more of a backlog. So I know some of it was aimed at her. Unfortunately, I think it was misguided, but, you know, she's somebody that is fully aware and has worked to preserve the affordable housing here and also to develop new affordable housing, which is why she's always been advocating for
zoning. Yeah, where's this, affordable housing? Because I see two big-ass high-rise apartments going up, and people are just they're taking out mortgages for apartments. Get, you know, mortgages apartments? I mean, that sounds like a two-year-old sticking his finger in an electric socket. That's just hilarious.
Mm. Yeah, I mean it's definitely like
a retarded kid. It's like a retarded boy going inside a balloon and falling out.
Oh, yeah, you were in reference to that thing yesterday, right?
It's hilarious. I mean, I was disappointed when they found the kid because, you know, if any kid is dumb enough to go in without his parents or if the parents are not going to be parents, then, you know, the kid should have gotten.
I'm glad you would say so.
Should have gotten killed. You know, this is why I'm for abortion as well, because, you know, sometimes, you know. But that's besides the point.
Yeah.
You know, that's neither here or there. But you really got to talk to your people, you know, to stop acting all angry on the phone and stop inviting people to go over to get themselves killed, because that ain't politics. That ain't good politics, buddy.
Okay.
No,
we'll let it know. And, you know, thank you. Hopefully you'll vote for Diana.
Okay, God bless.
All right, you too. Take care.
All right. Yep.
That's gold. That's gold.
First, put the out of it, hand it over to someone else and shit.
Yeah, you saw that he could try to say, oh, he's trying to invite me to fight.
Yeah.
Like, wait, no, I didn't.
That's gold. Some good stuff. Can we get another call?
Oh goodness! So it's like that. It's like a kid. It's like a little baby sticking his finger in the light socket. It's hilarious. I'm mad. He didn't even get here to you know, it's kind of funny when a kid gets shot in the face. it's like, oh my god. A kid got shot in the face, like the first like real gang violence that's ever happened. Oh, I forgot to mention. Oh, what about that black kid got his hand locked off like a couple blocks away? Oh well. All right, hold on. Let me see. Who else should I call?
Sin City.
No, I'm not calling Sin City.
Why not?
Why not? You know, because it's fucking whack.
Who's whack?
What's whack?
Glenn's whack.
Glenn does a lot more than you do, Mr. Johnny Come Whenever the Fuck He Feels Like It. You know, at least Glenn's reliable. What are you? Fucking worthless. Kill yourself already. Stop bothering people.
Stop my neck.
Yeah, see? I want to call a Jamaican restaurant, but I already called like a Jamaican restaurant.
What'd you call a Spanish restaurant?
No, that's classic. Then.
Call a Spanish restaurant? I don't know, because then I'm just talking Spanish. They're like, huh? ¿Qué? ¿Qué?
Oh, no, I'm just talking about regular Spanish American. I'll give you one.
Yeah, give me a number.
Anyways. Meantime.
Yes. In the meantime, let me play this one. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, I already got the number.
Oh. This is my first one. Here you go. Let me mute you again.
This ain't gonna help you.
Yes. Hi. Which dog is on the special today?
What?
Are you selling dog? Woof woof.
You crazy? Okay?
What?
Oh my god.
So, yeah, that was kind of short and sweet, you know?
He said, oh, woof, woof. Hey, did you get the number?
Yeah, I got it.
All right.
Oh, God. Just ruin people's days.
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric K. Cole and every show.
Lion Kitchen?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, Lion Kitchen.
Yes, how you doing, sweetie? I was just recently there.
Okay.
Yo, can you hear me?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you can't hear me. Yo, hello? Do you speak
I can hear you.
You speak
okay,
English? Do you speak English, please?
Yes, I do.
Jesus Christ, what's up with your phone?
Good.
Are you catching an attitude with me? Your phone is fucked. Oh, shit on a stick.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Your phone sucks.
No, it's the music. I can hear you. Go ahead.
But the music sucks?
Go ahead.
Don't get loud with me. I'll call IMAX.
Go ahead.
Don't make me call La Migra.
Oh, man. You don't need La Migra, Migra for me because I'm very Americana for you. So hold on a second.
Whoa, hey. Shut up.
We're waiting.
Hello?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I can hear you. I can hear you.
Because it sounds like you keep hanging up. And
no, it's that the music is loud.
Every time you hang up, it reminds me of my ex-wife.
My ex-wife used to hang up
on me all the time.
Okay, I'm sorry, but you were saying before that you were in here.
I still gotta pay that bitch like $2,000 a month.
Wow, I'm so sorry about that. But
the only kid we have is a Shih Tzu that I didn't even want to fuck.
Oh wow!
I didn't even fucking want, and I'm paying dog school for that little bitch. Literally, it's a girl.
Okay, I'm sorry. You called because. I'm sorry, you threw me off. You were in here before.
Ah, you threw me off.
No.
Remember when I was behind you and I was like, your sister taught me how to do this and you kicked me off?
Excuse me?
You heard me.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I said it.
Who's this?
Wait a minute, who's this? Who's you?
Who's this?
Who's this?
Okay, so I'm going to hang up.
And I'm going to hang up too. And what?
Okay,
shit.
If I hang up, it's because now this conversation is getting a little too far.
And if I hang up, it's because I'm just going to go to McDonald's and say, fuck you.
Then you do that. I mean, what can I do?
Yeah, I'm going
to
McDonald's.
How can I help? How
you
can
know what?
I
help? It's not even worth the $5 menu.
How can I help you?
My penis is hard, and I need you
okay.
to...
Okay, have a
okay?
good time.
Bye-bye.
The girls in the Bronx are always the best. They always play along. They're not uptight.
you kind of threw me off. Yeah, the same thing happened when he threw me off when I whispered in your ear. Your sister told me how to do this. It's called the Bucking Bronco, for those of you if they didn't get the reference. Oh, man. Who is that?
Just call. Don't ask questions.
No, we're not doing that.
It's not a bad one. It's a good one. It's come on, it'll make you laugh.
It's just bad, you know. Alrighty. Game on. All right. Okay. Hi, is this Blockbuster Video?
Yes.
Yes, hi. I'm just looking for this video. I can't seem to find it in any other Blockbuster location.
Which game is it?
I'm looking for The Rocketeer.
For which system?
No. It's not a video game.
Rocketeer?
Yeah, the movie.
Oh, then.
Jesus Christ.
We don't carry it.
You don't carry it? Okay, do you have, by any chance, do you have A Beautiful Mind with Jennifer Connelly and, what's his name? Russell Crowe, thank you.
Yes, I have it.
And also, do you have Latin Inches?
What's that one?
Latin Inches.
No, we don't.
You have Boys Town Part 8.
Okay, here. Hold a minute now. I have a line building up on me. Hold on.
Yeah, it's like a protruding cock.
Sorry, God, I think you should get up. Hello? Oh, God. I really hope they have my movies. I really need to make it a blockbuster night. I remember my dad, just kind of reminds me, Blockbuster used to call me, my dad used to call it Blackbuster. I don't know why. Blackbuster. Doesn't sound like a lion's mane. Yeah. I like girls. Jesus, that's me on gangster hold.
Yeah, it sounds like a dead issue.
Hello?
Damn, sir, you had me on gangster hold.
Yeah, I know, because I have a lineup in here. So I had to break the line again. What's the other one?
Boys Town Part 8.
Boys Town?
Yes, part 8.
No.
How about Shemale Seductions?
Neither.
What time do you get off, sir?
We close at 12.
Okay, so what you doing tonight?
Huh?
What are you doing tonight?
Well, this is Blockbuster.
What are you doing?
All right, try this one. No cheating.
What do you mean no cheating? I'm not freaking doing a blind call. What the fuck's your problem?
Call the number and stop complaining.
What number? You didn't send me no fucking number.
Yeah, you didn't see? Look, I just sent it to you. Look.
No.
Just sent it like 3 times.
Wait, you said it's not coming out.
On your AOL, come on. I really sent it like 3 times.
It's not there. I don't see it or else I would have fucking called it.
How come you seen the other two?
The fuck do I look like? A goddamn computer technologist? Jesus. I don't know. You try sending it again. What the fuck? You fucking moolie.
Fuck.
Jesus. Yeah, I know. The Blockbuster one was kind of a little bit weak, though.
Well, I don't know. I thought you would have ran with it.
Oh, here it is. Nah, I got it.
This one should be good. No cheating.
Who the hell is that?
Just call the number.
I'm not just fucking quote going. You know, you don't understand that I'm a fucking artist. I can't be, you know. Most of the greats don't just do, yeah, fuck, you know? Oh, you bitch.
And you gotta, you know, take your time. Don't rush the.
You have reached Jewish Child and Family Services. No one is available to answer your call at the moment, but if you leave a message at the sound of the tone...
Fuck it.
Bullshit. That really said 24 hours. Fucking liars.
Well, you know, you have to also... You also need the Jewish code.
No... I hate that when people just don't pick up.
You know, really? No. Because I'm just gonna check. I'm just gonna check the number. Just tell me what the fuck it is, and then send a number. Because I'm just gonna check it. Because I'm not gonna fucking just be like.
All right, I'm looking. In the meantime, I'm looking. So I gotta.
Yeah. Alrighty. Let me see. Oh, I have a whole. Let me see if I have any like pranks I could do from Facebook. So you know, people are stupid enough to leave their phone numbers on Facebook. Apparently not the women. Oh, got one. Oh, you got. Yeah, who is that?
San Double ACP.
Okay, no, I'm calling Man Double ACP. I'm calling them first.
They pick up.
Yeah, I know.
Hello, and thank you for calling the NAACP National Headquarters. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. If not, please choose from the following options.
Oh, God, somebody's going to have to dial a number.
Call 9. To reach the branch and field department, dial 1. To reach the membership department, dial 2. To reach the development department, dial 3. To reach the legal department, dial 4. To reach the finance department, dial 5. To reach the communications department, dial 6. To reach the youth and college division, dial 7.
Shit.
To return to the main operator, please dial 0. Again, thank you for calling the NAACP National Headquarters.
It's not working. Damn it. Yeah, stop dialing. It's not working. That would have been hilarious if somebody would have picked up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Alrighty. This one's the last call, and then I got to go back to doing music.
Hold on. Wait. Try this.
Right. Oh, wait. I got a number. Okay, this is the second to last one, then. Hold on to me.
Hello?
Yo, Tommy!
Who is this?
What's up? This is me, Stevie.
Who's Stevie?
With me, who's Stevie? I'm Stevie. Look, quit being a little butt. Yo, I need to know if you want to make a few extra bones.
No, I'm okay.
You sure? I'll bend your fucking ass, you little bitch. You got a nice soft little skin, you little white little cracker. I'll put you on a rich cracker like cream cheese. He hung up. Nah, I'm okay. Seriously, you wouldn't take a job for someone offering you money?
Yeah, but not for that, though.
No?
No.
I call it. Who is this?
Just call. Stop asking. No.
What about?
Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Yes, I'd like to make an order.
Huh?
I'd like to make an order.
Yeah, what did I say?
I would like the number 4 supersize.
Supersize what?
Supersize my dick in your ass, you little bitch.
Who's this?
It's your daddy.
Oh, I don't know who's this.
A fetch of what the fuck we are, eh?
Who's this?
Kevin Bopini.
I don't know who's this.
Despacho.
Hold on.
Shut up. Yeah, I'm calling them again. Hello?
Yes.
Me and you outside, you going to suck on my dick.
I don't know why you speak my
when friend. The moon you hit your right like a big pizza pie that's a cum shot.
What do you mean, joke?
Yeah, what? No, I'm not making jokes. He's playing that fucking song. One more time. I'm pissing them off.
Portobello's.
Hey, is this Portobello's?
You got the wrong number, buddy.
Yeah, I got the right. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Caller ID.
Yeah, one more time. I eat there too. They make good shit. Ah. called. Oh, what's up? All right, they're not picking up. What happened?
No, my phone just disconnected.
Oh. Oh, man.
Good enough.
Yeah. Oh, God. Damn, so what you doing today, tonight?
Oh, nothing. Staying in. I got nothing to do.
You want to go see that movie, Law Abiding Citizen?
No, I heard it was trash.
Sure?
Yeah.
I'll let you suck my dick.
Next week.
Okay. Next week! Oh, God. Portobello's. No, you got the wrong. You got the wrong number. Oh God, I need to. You know, not for nothing. I like pissing off immigrants.
What?
I like pissing off immigrants.
Yeah, I could.
Anybody
tell.
That? Yeah, you know.
I could tell.
Goodness, if I had international quality, I'd be trying to prank people from Ireland. From
yeah.
Be like, hey.
I have a number to for you, know.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, God. Got 30 more minutes left to the show, and this already became a fucking prank show. Oh, God.
It always does. Play some
music.
Yeah,
what? Play some music. All right. Yeah, this is, we're going to play some more. What we got? Let me play some of the new stuff. This is Make It to Midnight by Wet Coma. On a Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Baby, baby, when it's all in my head, it's only you. It's alright. I keep it tripping, sipping heavenly walls. Got it. Split that way.
On second thought, let me play Dive. Let me play Change by Dive.
Well, I let myself down, and I made myself cry, and I let myself go, like I gave up on life. I was telling myself I was living a lie, that I didn't exist, that the world may die. And I took a step back, was it really that bad? I forget who I was, I forgot who I am. How did I get this far? How did I get this low? If I change, will they care? This won't work anymore. I take a step back, keep my feet on the ground. Am I running from pain? Are the things that I do? I'm surrounded by hate. There is nothing good here. If I took a step back, was it really that bad? I forget who I was. I forgot who I am. How did I get this far? How did I get this low? If I change, will they care? It won't work anymore. Was anybody down, letting myself die.
race from his past and next bit. And we would take the seats that they made at the various in the ground. And the load like a fast and carriage at the last to move it low down. And the violence we created and the visions we dated on bills and handouts. It was a secret of love, the project left in love. Then we won't let you go, take it to the dark. Cross between the shoreline, it's time that you found out. Together we can afford it, you got me. And if you're reaching to know where we're right, it's in the middle, the left or the right. I found my voice to trust, and I will stop out of mind, not sold out. Speaking from the record, the truth, it will be reckoned, clear and thought out. Finally coming after the top, slowly gathering much from new mouths. And so to do my bravery and to give me a slavery for my fake and die. And what you think we don't know is the process that's free wrong. Everyone that you go is straight and shoots all down. Corporate greed is shown and it's out that you find out. Together we can evolve and we can stop this. If you think it's a nowhere to sight, it's in the middle of the left or the right. Being silent will not stop the fight. And I'm picturing heaven in action. Distracted by material needs, as now we got the disability. If one day all the papers to me, the people have been free from their master. The legacy has to know. Let it not go to stop but now.
There's knocking at my door. I don't know how to make it day by day without your hand. I hide the pain inside. My feelings have died. I can't believe that I'm still here. Hang tight. Shake the rain. Maybe we were never meant to be.
Hey, Scott, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here, man. How's it going?
How you doing?
Good.
man, so far so good. Reason why I was called because I saw that you posted the video, the YouTube videos I made.
Right.
So
informative, yeah.
So which you know, because I've been getting a lot of crap from that because you know, a lot of people follow Luke, and the main excuse I've been getting is like, well, Luke is out there, Luke is on the street more than you.
Right.
So what what's your beef with Luke?
I mean, you know, it's not so much that there's beef. Like when I would like ask for the post something that pertains to making a change as far as like trying to, you know, make a change, gather people who are interested in pushing forth the revolution of good independent cinema, he basically, you know, I guess he wouldn't post it. I think because of, you know, past issues that we've had where we talked about, you know, working within We Are Change and me being solely, you know, working on my own thing, my own documentary, and him wanting footage, that was a whole, you know, thing.
He actually claimed that was his footage. Well, that was like the property of We Are Change, even though you're the one that bought the tape and it was shot with your camera and shit.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, that was the main issue I had. You know, it's like I paid for my own way to come out to New York City. I shot my own stuff, used my own tapes, and I think now they have like some, you know, rule now that you can't. You know, it has to be like that, so that, you know, that whoever comes in and shoots is part of, you know, the footage is now the organization's footage rather than, you know, I guess the people who are shooting that stuff.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't worry about the rules with We Are Change so much because, you know, the hierarchy doesn't even follow their own rules. Actually, more specifically, the whole being nonviolent rule.
Right.
Luke on one occasion became violent, and so did Manny Badillo. Became violent, and as you know, those two are the two of the heads of We Are Change legally via the S Corporation.
Right.
So, but So, anyways, what do you got going on? What are your projects you got going?
Just a couple of short films, and we're just trying to, you know, basically it has a lot to do with the. You know, many different types of subjects like mind control or government corruption, lies of the mainstream media, even some stuff about vaccinations, just, you know, a couple short films, and just working towards that and trying to make a change, educate people with that.
Right.
You know, so that's basically what we've been working on.
What kind of research have you guys been going through?
Oh, this actually, like, a lot of the things that inspired me, I guess, like, you know, comedians like Bill Hicks, or just watching a lot of videos and just seeing that our society has basically gone down a downward spiral towards a lot of the stupidity, if you think about it. You know, we're throwing in our faces every day, mainstream media, the lies of the media, lies of people in general, and I'm, you know, just as the months and years progress, I'm just, you know, I think understanding a little bit more and more as I look with my own eyes and I see a lot of the corruption and a lot of the hypocrisy between government, people in general. So, you know, that's something that, you know, really that I really wanted to make films about, was talk about society and why people are how they are and basically what's being broken down within our society and who we are as people and why we are as people. That really, that kind of stuff interests me, you know?
Yeah. Yes, I understand. Okay. So that's pretty much what's going on. Do you have like a website that are you gonna distribute these films freely and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's ScottGoldbergMovies.com, and basically we're just working on a bunch of films, trying to get people, you know, who are interested in working on these types of films where they want to voice their opinion, like opinions, facts, whatever. One of the films is called The Militia 15, and it's about a Long Island militia who basically, you know, everyone has different views and different viewpoints of how they think freedom should be run. Some people think violence. Other people think, you know, getting videos out through independent ways like, you know, like video blogs or documentaries and putting it on, like, online websites and, you know, trying to make a change that way. So, you know, we're always looking for people to interview for a lot of the segments in the film. So that's what we're basically doing right now, is trying to gather people who know about these subjects, like mind control, you know, issues with basically the mainstream media, the lies of mainstream media, and society, you know, the Federal Reserve, and, you know, some things like that, and, you know, just basically the crash of the economy and its down spiral towards, you know, basically bankrupting everything. So.
All right, cool. So, I mean, I know you're probably going to get this question. How do you think your films are going to compare to, let's say, Jonathan Eleanor's films?
What do you mean? Like what was one of some of the stuff he did?
He's actually doing something on vaccines. He's also he actually recently uncovered some information about 9/11 that the Israeli government might have had something to do with it.
Right. Well, I think it's great that everyone's, you know, pulling their own way to making their own type of films. I wasn't really that knowledgeable in who he is. So, but you know, I'd definitely like to, you know, learn more about what he's doing. As far as like the films, yeah, just making art, you know, trying to make a change and just be in a natural state, you know, like where it's not forced, where we're not trying to do anything like Hollywood. You know, we're not Hollywood. We don't have that budget. We don't care to have that. I mean, we do care to have that budget, but we don't care to have that sensibility of trying to be famous or anything like that. It's more about, you know, educating people and entertaining them. So.
I see. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Mhm. So, Ivan, what did you just send me?
What's that? What was that?
No, I have someone else on the line, but his name is Ivan.
Yo. It's just I think the UK doctors have been warned not to give swine flu shots by their insurance companies for some reason.
Right.
I wonder why.
All right, here. Let me pass this on to you, Scott. Maybe you could do something with it.
You know, basically any type of government control, I feel, is, you know, the government should not tell people any mandatory things like that. You know, they should get a shot for something that's like the swine flu, which, in my opinion, and I'm sure in many other people's opinions, isn't even that bad. It's the same as a regular seasonal flu. But, yeah, I don't think any government should have control over what people get put in their bodies. I think the more control we give them, the more it becomes more of a nanny government. And the more we're going to lose our rights as individuals. So.
All right, cool. Well, Scott, the show, I called you kind of late, my bad. Definitely want to have you on for like a solid hour. So which film is the closest that's I fucking hate it when that happens. God, I need to apologize to Scott Goldberg. Let me try to get these guys back up. Man. TalkShoe just booted me off. Oh God, thank God we only have hold on, let me get Ivan back on. Ivan, okay. Okay.
Yo, yo.
Hey, nah, shit. TalkShoe just freaking booted me out again. So it looks like this is just going to be how it is. Just them fucking with the show. And, yeah. Let me call them again. Man. So, I just got disconnected from the whole system. I'm very sorry. So we got a few seconds left to the show. Like, thank you for coming on. Like, thank everyone for listening. Hopefully we can have you on for a longer segment when, you know, one of your movies are completed. So that way I can help you. If you need me to post anything, let me know. Pretty soon we're going to be moving to another website, another web hosting, so that way we can do a lot more. When that happens, hopefully, you know, I can find a way to host one of your movies there if you like.
Okay.
So,
perfect.
Yeah.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes. No, I mean, this is what I'm about, man. This is – we – you know, it can't just be one group, one way. There's many ways, and it's to help everyone. I'm not, you know, yeah, I want to, you know, get big doing my radio show, but I also want to be able to help people get their word out there. You know, I believe in you. I same way I believe in Jonathan Ledenoff when I had him on my show. But... See, it was kind of funny when I had Jonathan on my show before anyone knew him. You know, he's like, "Oh yeah, I'll come on your show." As soon as I started criticizing Luke about what he's doing, he gets a little big, and now, fuck him. It's kind of funny.
I think you gotta be humble. You know, that's the problem. A lot of people aren't. You know, they get a big head, and then, you know, basically they. I mean, that's what it seems like happened with the whole Luke situation. You know, it's more about fame and everything rather than, you know,
truth. Yeah, it's kind of funny how when I say this, most people just assume that I don't fight against the New World Order. All I do is go after Luke. And that ain't really the case. I'm like, what? Don't you people even look at my website? No, you go after Luke all the time. I'm like, really? Have you seen any my website? Have you ever heard my show? You know, no.
Right.
Luke is out there. Luke is doing at the G20. Luke fights the New World Order. Really? What progress has he done?
Right.
How close are we to a new 9/11 investigation? Oh, that ain't the point. You know, because, you know, I'm like, apparently, if he's doing so well, if he's making a difference, we are closer to a new 9/11. No, NICAN failed. You know that, right? Yes, NICAN failed. Because it was it was started by someone who did the same exact shit that Luke did. In fact, Les Jameson, who you know, put money in his own private bank account and didn't want to give a financial report and kick people out whoever questioned him.
Right.
And then everybody just backs him. Oh, so we're gonna start this thing, and people are surprised that it fails.
Right.
So.
Right.
So, you know. So yeah, it's whatever. But the point is, you know, like, you're right. We gotta be humble, because this is not the movement to really think me. when it has to be more like we, you know?
Right.
You know, it's more than one person in this country. More than one people know how to do stuff better than somebody else. So in every field, we need to, like, help people move up, help people get more exposure, and help them get a voice, which is what I would like to do for you, is help you get a voice, help you get your stuff further out there, get it viral, so that way it's going to do some good. Because it ain't going to do no good if it doesn't go nowhere.
Exactly.
And there's only so much you can do.
Sure.
So
well, I need people like you, and we need people like you, you know, to help spread the word and to be a leader, you know, that's the most important thing.
Oh, I ain't a leader. I ain't, shit. Hell no. Man, don't call me a leader. Hell no. I'm just a motherfucker that talks shit on the internet. That's it.
There you go.
Shit, leader. Shit, I tell you the truth, I really didn't even want to do We Are Change Latino. I was kind of hoping somebody else would do it, but no one else would.
Right.
And still, no one else is doing it. After I quit doing it, everybody's like, you know, fuck the Latino movement. Even the Spanish people that were in my group that were really Luke zombies, they haven't picked up the slack and started doing anything in Spanish.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I hate it. It's tough, you know. A lot of some people like myself were interested in that kind of stuff, and then there's other people who just aren't. You know, I think that's.
Oh yeah,
what
you,
it is with me.
I can't believe how many people just called me a racist. Why you named it We Are Change Latino? That's a racist. That's racism. Oh, why are you trying to divide people? I'm like, what the fuck was I supposed to name it? That I live in New York City.
Right.
And I have to represent everyone in America, all the Spanish speakers in America and South America. What the fuck was I supposed to name it? You're a racist. Okay, yeah, thank you.
All right, well, look, man, we're all pushing for the same thing, which is truth and equality, and, you know, just like our forefathers want, and, yeah, that's what I hope you know, everyone sees, because there's definitely a big issue within what has happened to our society, how we become so much enthralled with, like, celebrities and all this other bullshit, you know. So it's really important, I think, to kind of educate everyone as much as we can. So.
Yeah, I get kind of disappointed with my mom that she doesn't miss an episode of Dances with the Stars. What? I'm like,
yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, man. They just, you know, people get sucked in, and that's why they call it TV programming, you know. Programming, it's programming you in a sense, you know, to believe certain things or to, you know. So, I mean, I think a lot of people also, you know, remember like, you know, like when you were a kid? Actually, I guess it's more, I'm not sure if it was more people who lived in the city or in suburbia, but a lot of kids used to go out and play on the streets, you know, city kids, or if you were in, you know, suburban home. And you know, now kids are always on the computer.
Yeah.
You know, when 7 years old or on PlayStation, they don't go out anymore. They're not a kid. Whatever happened is going outside and playing with their friends or playing pirates. You know,
I mean,
or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that really, to me, has to do with the fact that with the crime rate and with there being a lot of, like, sickles out there, parents are too afraid to allow their children to go out and be kids. And at the same time, they're too lazy to just be out there to watch them.
Right.
So that you got that double whammy going. So that means it's easier for them to just not watch them, yet know that they're locked up in their room doing something, you know. Doing something online, you know?
Yeah, man. That is true. Well, hopefully it'll change soon. You know, we have to be the pioneers in a sense to kind of educate everyone about that kind of stuff. And
yeah, I mean, the thing is, what I'm learning is, and this is kind of a phrase that I got from one of my listeners called the Angry Scotsman. And this is something that I kind of want everyone to start getting accustomed to and run with. Individual succession.
Right.
Meaning just basically taking yourself out of society and start taking more responsibility for yourself. like growing your own food, making your own electricity, you know, basic, yes, getting off the grid, but individual succession. Because, you know, if you have, again, if you have your own food, if you have your own water, you know, a lot of stuff, the least amount of stuff that you have to pay for that you produce yourself, the better. Because the thing is we could protest, we could make all the videos we want, but we're still feeding the machine.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm doing baby steps. I killed my television. I got rid of my television.
Right.
Unfortunately, I still have to pay for internet. I'm getting trash cans, filling it up with dirt, putting it in my basement, hooking it up with getting those LED lights to start growing food in my basement during the winter months.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like little by little, individual succession. And, you know, pretty soon, of course it takes a lot of money to do this, but the sooner we start doing it and the little itty bits that we do, you know, will start sending a message.
That's important.
Yeah. So I mean that's something I want to start passing on that phrase again from the Angry Scotsman, one of our loyal listeners, individual succession.
Right.
So just a thought.
I support that. That's cool. And another thing is like Bill Hicks said, I don't know if any of your listeners are big fans of him, but he was a comic artist who basically passed away of cancer in 1994. But he was well inversed in a lot of the issues that are still around today. And he said, I think I'll try to quote it. He said, "Stop fucking putting a dollar on every damn thing." You know, like basically saying like, you know, stop marketing things that are that don't need to be marketed, you know, because that's corporate America, if you think about it, and it's always been like that, I think, last however many years, you know. So, I mean, someone like that, I think if people were to listen to that and get into that, they'd really open their mind and eyes to a lot of the horrors of what is still relevant today that was relevant, 15 years ago when he was doing his stand-up comedy, so.
Right.
You know, I definitely support what you do. I think you should keep it up, and you know, let's push towards educating people. That's the most important thing, making people think for themselves. Because a lot of kids are growing up, they're not told to question things. You know, they're just told to accept, and that's why a lot of them get brainwashed into believing, you know, what the people who are older tell them. You know,
right? You know, either that or they just become disrespectful of the schmucks and that end up in jail, that end up in the system. Because I think that's what the system is actually geared towards, is to get people in the system, ruin their lives so that way they can't do anything.
Right.
And
I mean, even with this, you heard about this kid with the balloon and everything, like, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, they'll focus on that for, like, a whole fucking, like, 24 hours or 2 days. And I remember seeing an interview on CNN with a kid. The kid basically says, "We did this for the show," or something to that effect. And you could tell, like, that the parents, they were on, the show White Swap or whatever it is. And, basically, that's the problem I have with a lot of people in our society, that they all care about the fame. You know, they all want to get media attention. But it's like, well, why can't we, people who, you know, are actually doing something for a good cause and not for the fucking attention, you know, get the attention and get people to come on board, you know? Or why do, like, crappy remakes get paid, you know, get funded for, and yet the people like myself and others who are, you know, are starving for to make a film that can educate people and be one of the best horror films rather than a shitty remake, why don't we get the funding, you know? It's pretty ridiculous if you think about it, you know? Fame aspect that people are stuck with. People just want fame, fame, me, 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 you know? And that's where there's a problem within our society.
Right, right. I mean, I always hear, oh, ain't there nothing new in Hollywood? Or, oh, I remember this movie when it was called something else.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
It's a cycle. See, but here's the thing, though. If you look at it from a business standpoint, all they want to do is get people in the seats. And that's fine, you know, but I think you can get people in seats and also make an effective, scary horror film. You can make films that haven't been done before. Like, for example, this new Halloween remake, you know, the last two sequels. It's like, I thought they were okay, but it's like, dude, if you're making, like, a fucking remake of a classic, you need to make the best damn Halloween ever that you can make. Because, you know, it's like, what's the point of being mediocre and just making something that's going to be, it's not original. It needs to be something, you know, new. I guess it depends on the filmmaker and what the studio, what kind of script a studio has. I mean, if you want to get the filmmaking aspect, that's usually the case. Someone writes a script and then, you know, basically the filmmaker goes with it and tweaks it a little bit or whatever it may be. So.
Right. Right. Well, Scott, I don't mean to cut the show. We actually went a little over time, but, you definitely feel free to come back on whenever you want, call in whenever you want. That's Scott Goldberg Films, correct? .com?
ScottGoldbergMovies.com, yes. But our company is called Scott Goldberg Films, yes.
Yeah, ScottGoldbergMovies.com. Check them out,
correct.
Everybody, if you get a chance, all right? Like to thank everyone for listening. This has been the Crush Out Radio Show. As I always say, fuck the New World Order, and if you don't believe me, fuck you too.
Alright, cool, man.
Yeah. The new American insurgent, battle the shit, the foundations of the world order.